Welcome to the Chief of Party to Chief of Party. Success in your first 90 days microcast. As you navigate the USAID landscape for the first time or seek to sharpen your skills, we're here to provide the guidance you need to navigate the unique challenges of this role. Host Dr. Donna Vincent Roa, an experienced Chief of Party and trailblazer in development innovation, will guide your journey.
Hello, Chiefs of Party. Donna here, welcoming you to today's leadership briefing on amplifying impact through a strategic relationship with your home office. Let's talk tips for effective engagement. When you're at the helm of a field project, fostering productive working relationships with your home office is absolutely mission critical. Though separate entities, you share a common destination and purpose. Intentional engagement with your home office across key areas is what powers peak performance of your project. Let's dive deeper into how you can optimize these connections at both the leadership level and the technical level. This critical relationship can, well, propel your project forward. It can propel its success to new heights. Sometimes we need to state the obvious. Regular, clear, consistent, and multi-directional communication between your field office and the home office sets the stage for a good relationship. Whether it's through routine reports, scheduled calls, or ongoing fluid dialogue, ensuring strong visibility in both directions is crucial. Don't just report challenges. Make sure to proactively share wins. Share those achievements of your project as well, so you can celebrate those accomplishments together. And with any project, take time up front to thoroughly align on goals, on roles, responsibilities, and expectations. Now, you can do this through collaborative planning and certainly open, candid dialogue. When roadblocks arise down the line, and they will, seek approvals and guidance early to navigate together smoothly around those obstacles. Engage regularly to connect high-level strategy with ground operations. Routine check-ins enable course corrections and optimization. For our project, we meet at a minimum twice a week, one on the operational chief of party side and the other more on the finance side. While leveraging those home office relationships, you can also leverage home office expertise for smarter solutions, ability to address challenges, do it collectively from a place of partners working together. Value each other's experience and perspective equally. I always find it interesting to consider creative ways that you might enhance that day-to-day collaboration. For example, you may be interested in instituting more fluid information sharing. This may be regular brainstorming sessions, or rotating field visits, or potentially having someone from your home office who has the appropriate skill set come and work on your project. Perhaps do a job exchange or a shadowing program. The more you can creatively interweave with the home office staff, the tighter that partnership becomes. There is such high value in having a fantastic relationship with your home office. And as the chief of party, you're the key ambassador for your project. Working with the home office in a diplomatic and professional way sets the stage for even greater success. When we work intentionally to build a project culture that's founded on trust and respect and even commitment to excellence, it will allow us to consistently deliver on what you commit to with the highest quality. And the relationship with the home office is part of that equation. Be a model of leadership excellence in all that you do. Go above and beyond on execution. Take ownership and represent your organization with pride. As a chief of party, you have a chance to influence the reputation of the company, and the relationship with the home office helps to make that possible. When trust runs deep, you can expect great things to happen. What's one new ritual or practice you could establish to deepen collaboration, to augment the cohesion with your home office, and to enhance alignment? Well, you can consider instituting recurring touch points at multiple levels. Always be mindful of your reporting processes. The timeliness of your request to the home office, critically important. Make sure that you give the team who is serving your project opportune time to finish the task that you request of them. Visit your home office. Host virtual workshops to share insights and best practices. I always get excited about brainstorming with the home office team if I'm interested in creating new activities or new opportunities to serve the client. The opportunities for a great relationship with your home office abound. Well, you simply have to prioritize that relationship building with intention. Let a true partnership with your home office lift your collective potential and solidify the foundation for delivering truly outstanding results. When you get this relationship right, the bonds you build will ground, guide, and even accelerate the highest work of your project. You've got this. Well, friends, that's a wrap for today. Wishing you great success strengthening those home office connections. This is Dr. D signing off. Join me next time for more leadership insights.
Thank you for tuning in to the Chief of Party to Chief of Party Success in Your First 90 Days Microcast, your go-to source for insightful, actionable guidance that can shape the success of your project. Let's continue to drive change and create impact, one USAID-funded project at a time.